Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle. And Jesus did talk about money once in a while. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, Jesus said this, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Oftentimes people have heart issues. Their heart wants them to be wealthy, cared for. Their heart is in their work. Their heart is in their identity. But the truth is, if your identity is in Jesus Christ, that is, if you have received Him as your Savior, and you willingly and willfully love Him with all your heart, then it really doesn't matter what you have in this life. Your treasures will be in heaven. For many, many years, Eloise and I have served in ministry and often in positions that were either volunteer or were professional but paid little or even nothing. And even though there were some hard times for us, as we look back, we realize that what we have gained far outweighs what we have lost. I've told people that it really, very honestly, has cost me to be a minister. While I served as the pastor of Faith Fellowship of Pueblo County for 10 years, I took a 40-hour-a-week job on the side so that I could continue in ministry. For the last few years of our ministry there, I tried being self-employed, selling a variety of things. I was somewhat successful in selling them, but not nearly enough to make a living. During those difficult times, my wife's heart began to give her significant problems, and she ended up in need of surgery. We were facing financial ruin. But as we look back, we do not doubt that we were where God wanted us to be. For in that little church that really couldn't pay a salary, we saw people come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. In that small church, we found a way to support 3 missionary agencies, and we sent more to missions than the church could give to me as the pastor. In that small work, we laid the foundation for many to be lifetime strong believers in Christ. The next church I served did provide a salary, and it gave us the ability to get a little bit more on track financially, and right now we are doing well. God is our provider for things here on earth, but even more so for things eternal. I look to what God has given me, my salvation, a satisfaction that He has chosen to use me as His servant, that others might come to know Christ, and I feel extremely wealthy. You see, I have committed to serve my Lord Jesus Christ here on this earth. My heart is with Him, and His service, His glory, is my treasure. Now, in all of this, God has chosen to meet our needs. Oh, we are not rich by worldly standards, but we are beyond rich by the standard set by our hearts, for our treasure is in heaven. If you know Jesus as your Savior, don't fret about worldly needs. Do be a careful planner, do be frugal, and do be careful with your spending. But don't worry about the things you need, for God knows your needs even before you do, and He will be with you every step of the way. I'm really glad that I haven't laid up a great retirement plan. I'm really glad that I'm not depending on what I've invested in the market. I am glad that my investments are eternal and my rewards are waiting for me in heaven. But at the same time, I am thrilled that God has given us everything we need. There have been many people who have said, "How have you made it?" And I actually don't have much of an answer for them other than this. God is my provider, and if you trust in Him, He will provide for you. Not the least of His provision is eternal life, salvation full and free, treasures in heaven awesome to behold. Just some food for thought here on Moments of Grace. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.